7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them meet and tingle, the people wait. One day them dead, dead, dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of May the 26th, 2013. Then he says, For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. This is such heavy symbolism, because this is yet scientific study of the material universe. You hear the word water used here. Water, one of the four base elements. This is an African, bringing you African science from Egypt, Kemet, Ethiopia, Nubia, Dogon, Twa. These Africans or ancient people that we call Africans brought this knowledge of understanding how all was under water. Even in your birth, you come through water. So water is that base element that all come from and through. And water means life. And so, and I think water and seas also have to do with people. So the promises are that the people will be delivered. And what Peter is alluding to is the symbolic meaning of the flood, and how back in the day, the old world was destroyed. This represents how in times past, wicked systems were destroyed, and the water symbolizes baptism and symbolizes the Ark of the Covenant and symbolizes the promise of the Most High to deliver the masses of the poor, working class, proletariat, oppressed peoples from wickedness and corruption, death, hell, and destruction. And remember, Peter said in either earlier in 2 Peter or in 1 Peter, that the baptism in Jesus Christ and the baptism ritual also alludes to the symbolic meaning of the flood. So in that day, that world, that system was overflowed with water and perished and was destroyed. We're talking about systems of wickedness, systems of death, hell, and destruction being done away with. Verse 7. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same, word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. We live in a time of death, hell, and destruction. Perdition has to do with death, hell, and destruction. And the system is a system of death, hell, and destruction, and the children of perdition, the ungodly men and women who run this system and cover our hearts and minds with a substance that we can't see, that we should stand up for life and stand against any leader that promotes death. And so the day for the destruction of this system is at hand. The day that this system will be destroyed by fire. Remember in Isaiah said, here am I, I will go on behalf of the tenets of life. We're trying to merge these two Sunday school lessons together. So Peter is talking about how the system of the day that was Rome then, and today the same Roman Empire is reconstituted in the Gentile, European, American, nation state of Israel empire of death, hell, and destruction. We are now up against the day of judgment by fire of this wicked system. Verse 8, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So this is a time-consuming reality. You and I want to see the system fall tonight, but in the expanse of time, the universe is moving towards that day of truth, justice, and righteousness, and it's taking a long time, but it's moving. I had a tape by one of the Dogon people. If I can remember, I'll put that in the summary page. But the Dogon tape, one of the old Dogon brothers and elders, was talking about how the whole universe is working over this long time period, bringing us all to the day of truth, justice, and righteousness, meaning that this wicked system is being judged. The wicked scoffers are laughing at us. They're saying nothing's going to change. But we know that this system is done and over, and we're going to keep on working and keep on pushing and keep on keeping on, because we are in line with the principles of life. We are in line with the universe, Mama Universe, the womb. We are in line with the universe as the temple, and the mercy seat as the universe, and the tenets and principles of Yahuwah, Yahweh, Jehovah, life and existence for the human family. Verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The word slackness has to do with delay, render slowly. So it looks slow to us, but it's not slow in reality to the Most High, because 1,000 years to the Most High is but a day to the Most High. And a day to us, or 1,000 years to us, is but a day to the Most High. The Most High and the universe of life have a different perspective on time. So it's not really a delay, but it's mercy. Mercy seat, remember? The universe is the mercy seat. The principles of life and the tenets of life are mercy to us, because he says further, but the Lord is long-suffering to usward. Long-suffering having to do with patient, slow in avenging, slow in anger. Remember that the universe is filled with the smoke of the anger of the Most High, and we as the temple should be filled with that same anger at this wicked system, but slow to anger, slow to usward, long-suffering to us with, not willing that any should perish. The Most High doesn't want to see anyone perish, destroy, kill, die. So before we wrap this system up, we want to extend life and make sure that the tenets and principles of life are instilled. Not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Repentance having to do with a change of mind. Let's change our minds from death, hell, and destruction. Let us now uphold the tenets of life. Verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. So we're looking at fire. We're looking at fire as symbolic of that instrument that is able to absolutely burn. When you are in the presence of fire, you either get out the way or you are consumed and your form is changed. You see, baptized with Holy Ghost and with fire. The word fire has to do with the anger of the Most High. The word fire has to do with the power to break down something. And so when you look at fire, and when you look at the burning, and when you look at being burned up, what is being burned up? What is being destroyed? This wicked, no good, rotten system. The word works has to do with business and employment and enterprise and undertaking. All right, so this system is about the business of death, hell, and destruction. So the fire of the Most High, do we say that the actual literal heavens will be burned up? I don't think so. Do we say that if there is a fire burning literally, that all righteousness will be spared? Yes. But do we say that the literal fire will burn up the earth? Maybe not. But what is the symbolic meaning? Let me just close this teaching out for this session with the symbolic meaning. Remember in Acts, when the Holy Spirit came down and began to sit, and there appeared, let me see, in Acts, they were all in one accord, chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3, all in one accord, and a mighty wind came. It was the Pentecost, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire and sat upon each of them. Now, let's check this out, sisters and brothers, as we close this session out. The Holy Ghost coming 50 days, Mother Holy Spirit, 50 days after the resurrection of Yahushua. That symbolically means that the principles of health, wealth, and prosperity, after the attempt of the Roman Empire to kill those principles in the people, we see that those principles have now been resurrected in the masses of the proletariat oppressed peoples. And the symbol of that is represented by these disciples of Christ, that power to deliver the oppressed, meeting in this place, having one mind, one thought process, which was to deliver the oppressed from the wicked, no good, rotten system. So, 50 days after that resurrection, we see the coming of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit sat. The word sat has to do with the conferring of the kingdom from one onto another. So we see the authority to rule this universe is taken from Caesar and taken from the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and now being given to we who understand the message of revolution, deliverance, and liberation. And then we, in turn, we clean up ourselves and work to clean up sisters and brothers, poor working class masses, proletariat oppressed peoples. And we collectively qualify to rule the universe because we have been converted. We are no longer thinking like we used to think. We no longer are ruled by our lusts and passions, which lead to slaughter and murder. And so the tongues appear as fire. And the word fire has to do with the ability of the Most High to destroy something. In this case, the wicked system is being destroyed symbolically by the fire that comes from the truth in our mouths from the Most High. And the Most High is angry at this wicked system and through us wants to destroy this wicked system and have us to uphold the tenets of life and justice and existence and righteousness. So the tongues, are we able to speak in such a manner that we break down the wickedness of the system within ourselves And at the same time, we destroy, we build. We destroy the system, but we build a new system of truth, justice, and righteousness. And all of this occurrence of Mama Holy Spirit coming down and sitting and conferring the kingdom on to the proletariat oppressed masses, the Pentecost. This all was done on the day of atonement, which was a commemoration of the deliverance of the African Hebrew Israelite nation and the African Kemet Egyptian sisters and brothers from the slavery of the Hyksos, who had come from Europe to enslave our ancestors. So 50 days after that deliverance came the word of the Most High. Remember that Peter was talking about remembering the promises of the Most High through the prophets and through the word of the Most High, through the covenant, through the scriptures. And so 50 days, you have Pentecost. 50 is equated with Pentecost. And the word comes down, and you have the Ark of the Covenant, and you have the word of the Most High, the covenant, in the Ark of the Covenant, and you have the mercy seat. We're back to that whole vision of the universe as the temple. And the word came to Moses, Mount Sinai? And all of this has to do with the promise of the Most High to deliver the people. And if the people adhere to the tenets and principles of life, then we qualify to rule the universe, and we are now able to push the wicked out of rulership, out of positions of leadership, and we have land, wealth, and resources, and the earth is the Lord's. And we are the Lord's, and we belong to the Lord, and we belong to Yahweh life, and we exhibit and exude the principles and tenets of life, and we in turn are able to rule this earth based on the tenets and principles of life, and we receive mercy, and we receive deliverance, and we receive righteousness and justice because. And Pentecost, having to do also with Jubilee and having to do with the relief of debt and relief of slavery, or the doing away with slavery and the doing away with debt and the return of land, wealth, and resources back into the hands of the people. And every sister and brother that we see work together and liberate the human family from the sin of slavery, colonialism, exploitation, death, hell, destruction, warfare, and bloodshed. That's what we're talking about. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari, Selassie people.